in just a few moments.
It's haunting.
We got another one over here. What are those?
Mira, una bruja, man.
Holy.
One went by and I turned it on, and the eyes disappeared.
Hi, I'm James LaFleur, and you're watching the Impossible Channel. Welcome aboard. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. Today, we're going to be taking a look at unbelievable moments that were actually caught on camera. From eerie encounters with mermaids and mysterious creatures, to an ancient mystery that was uncovered by a YouTuber after finding a bizarre sign on Google Earth. These, and many more strange and unexplained videos that will definitely make you go, Are you guys ready? Because this is going to be a wild one. Well, let's go. Now, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things to do is traveling to the beach, and when I do so, I like to stare at the ocean and ask myself about the mysteries that lie deep within. I mean, there has to be much more to the ocean than we would ever imagine, being that 80% of it is still unknown. And if we take a look at certain ancient maps, there are loads of them that depict drawings of mermaids and other mysterious creatures. But it's not just ancient maps. Mermaids were also very much present in many cultures such as Celtic culture, Greek mythology, and the list goes on. Now, could it be that sailors encountered such creatures? Or is it just a legend? A bad time story? In 2021, a fisherman known as Sauce90 began having these bizarre and mysterious encounters while on the ocean. And after going viral with several videos, he disappeared from the internet. Now just recently, Sauce90 began uploading videos once more of these mysterious encounters of what people believe to be evidence of the existence of mermaids.
Absolutely, you've never seen anything like this?
No.
But before I show you these videos, let me explain how it all started.
Sauce90, and we just out here. We're chilling.
It all began with him hearing strange vocalizations at night in the middle of the ocean.
We're out here chilling. I hear it. I hear him. Where's she at? What the f*** is that noise, bro? What is that noise?
As a fisherman and spending most of his time on board, he began experiencing strange things.
Where are you? This is crazy. I heard it. I heard it. I hear it. Crazy.
In this particular video, if you pay close attention, we can hear what sounds like some sort of vocalization as if this creature, whatever it is trying to communicate with him. It is a popular belief that mermaids try to lure people in by singing or enchanting sailors, and I guess this is exactly what was happening with Sauce90.
Can you hear me? Yo, that was instantaneous, bro. I gotta watch my step out here, man.
The thing is, not only was his account banned for some mysterious reason after publishing these videos, he was recording them live, which would mean that this is possibly the real deal.
Over here. Wait, no, now it's there.
Strange, isn't it? But here's where things get even stranger.
We got another one over here? What are those? On each side of the boat? What are those trails called? What's something swimming fast underneath that water? Something swimming real fast underneath that water.
In this particular video, we can clearly see that there's something swimming side by side with his boat. And if all of this weren't strange enough, a couple of weeks after posting this video, his boat was approached by a scientific laboratory of some sort, and both Sauce 90 and his crew were caught by surprise.
Sauce 90, the is legit here. Peep game, let's be sneaky. You're gonna be out here doing testing. Testing what? What the are you guys testing? That's what I wanna know. Source 90 has heard certain things out in the ocean, and then my TikTok gets banned, and then shows up my boat. It's too many coincidences.
A couple of months go by, and there's no sounds, no sightings, nothing. This is until this happens.
At the docks, though? Hey, yo, you hear that? I know what the f*** that is. That bitch followed me the f*** in. At the docks, though?
Just a couple of days after, Sauce 90 goes back to his commercial fishing trips, and on one dark night, he finds a mysterious bone on the ship's deck. After posting the picture to Instagram, there were many internet users stating that this is possibly the tail of a mermaid. Now, being someone with a certain level of expertise on marine life, Sauce 90 is unable to identify the bone, so he takes it to an expert, and this is what happens.
Today was the day I got a call back from the Whaling Museum, and they had an expert there who was willing to talk to me about the bone that I have found.
Everybody's saying they never seen nothing like it. Usually the bones that come up are like vertebrae and stuff, but nobody's seen anything like this.
Take a photo, Bob. Ask me to take a photo of it.
Absolutely. You've never seen anything like this?
No. I don't know what it is.
That's crazy.
Could it actually be that Sauce 90 has evidence of the existence of mermaids? And why is it that these mysterious creatures are trying to communicate with him? Now, just recently, he posted another video where we can see that there's something once again swimming next to his boat. On that same night, he captures something swimming very close to his boat, so he gets his camera and tries to snap a video of it. And this is what he saw. Did you see that? Now, whatever this thing is, most internet users agree that there's something there and that it could be a mermaid. But I want to know your take. Do you think that mermaids possibly exist hidden somewhere deep down in the ocean? And what do you think about Sauce 90's encounters? Do you think that this is possibly fake and that he's doing this for views? Or do you think that this is the real deal and there's something else going on here, something far more sinister? What's your take? Now, when it comes to outdoor activities, Mount San Jacinto is a go-to destination for hikers and nature lovers. Located in Southern California, Mount San Jacinto is a beautiful place surrounded by wildlife and towering forests. And every year, around 200,000 people visit this region with the intention of camping, hiking, that sort of thing. But besides all of its beauty, lies a very dark mystery. It's also known to be a hotspot for mysterious sightings. And unexplained disappearances. For instance, in 2020, there were a series of hikers that went missing for unknown reasons, and these cases remain unsolved to this day. There are several theories to why this happens in this particular region, ranging from dangerous people who live in the area to unexplained phenomena. It was also in 2020 that a series of unexplained phenomena happened in the region.
This changed in different shapes, bro. It was just a circle.
Look!
On October 14th that same year, a YouTuber by the name of Mario Jimenez was driving to work on Route 62 when all of a sudden he spots something odd nearby. He gets his camera and immediately begins to record, and this is what he saw. What appears to be a massive, unknown object can be seen hovering nearby, and after posting the video to YouTube, it left internet users baffled but a bit divided. Some believe that this is a blimp, and it actually looks as if it could be, while others state that a blimp wouldn't be flying that close to so many wind turbines, which kinda makes sense. However, if we try to zoom in and replay the video a couple of times, it's very difficult to affirm if this is indeed a blimp or something else entirely. But this is not the first time something like this happens in this region of California. In 2022, a mysterious phenomenon was seen by many different people in Palmdale, just 100 miles north from Mount San Jacinto, and this is what was caught on camera. In this particular video, a family was celebrating a birthday party when all of a sudden they spot dozens, if not hundreds, of luminous objects nearby. At first, they thought it could be fireworks, maybe a meteor shower or something like that. But this is when they start realizing that this thing does not behave like anything they had ever seen before. The thing is, that night, many other people noticed the same mysterious phenomenon in other places in Palmdale. Check this out.
It is weird, man. The one over there looks like it's moving, like
it's not burning up. No. So that's so trippy.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, where's daddy?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I got goosebumps.
Papa! Come here, hurry!
Papa! Tell Jody and them! Are they lanterns?
No. That is something that...
Whatever these things are, it seems that most people agree that these are not lanterns, balloons, nor anything like that. So, what are they?
Wait, I know what they are! I know what they are!
They're gone. They're still there. They're farther
away. What makes this all very interesting is that just recently something very similar was seen in Wichita, but this time during the day. Check this out.
Does anyone have any idea what's flying over Wichita right now? I just was on a walk and I saw these out to the west, and I thought they were birds or balloons at first, but they're moving in a perfectly straight line with no flapping or anything like that, so not a clue what they could be. They're flying very smoothly though.
In this particular video, an internet account by the name of Velo Ace captures something really strange in Wichita. Now, according to Velo Ace, these are not balloons nor drones. And at first, I did think it could be just a balloon launch. If you take a look at videos of hundreds of balloons flying, it actually looks as if it could be the same thing. But then I noticed something strange. If we compare the object's speed with the building that's static on the ground, it seems as if the objects are moving too fast to be balloons. Not only that, they appear to be flying in formation and not erratically like balloons would. And they don't seem to be drones to me, but I could be wrong. So if these things are not drones nor balloons, what are they? Strange, isn't it? But here's where things take an even stranger turn. A couple of weeks after, a landscaper known as Ivan Green was working somewhere in Guadalajara, Mexico, when all of a sudden him and his team noticed something very odd, something that wasn't supposed to be there. This is what they saw. Did you see that? What appears to be a mysterious round object can be seen spinning silently in the sky. After being posted to the internet, it amassed thousands of views and hundreds of comments, and most people were completely baffled by it. However, there were some people who stated that this is possibly an upside-down umbrella that was somehow uplifted by the wind current. So I began researching the topic and I found more videos, and in them, it's not very clear that this is an upside-down umbrella, even though it could be. Now, if all of this weren't strange enough, it gets even stranger. After replaying a couple of these videos in slow-mo, I found out that in the very beginning of Ivan Green's video, we can see two small objects crossing the sky at very high speed. Now, taking into consideration that the average speed of a small bird is between 10 to 30 miles an hour, it's very possible that these are not birds. It could be something else entirely. But the question is, what and why were they flying next to this mysterious object that some believe to be an upside-down umbrella? But I want to know your take. Why do you think Mount San Jacinto is such a weird place full of strange phenomena, and do you think that this is an upside-down umbrella, or is it something else entirely? Located in southern Ontario, Canada, is a native tribe known as the Ojibwe, one of the largest indigenous groups in North America. From the early 1900s to the 1970s, the Ojibwe often spoke of a mysterious creature that roamed the woods, known as the Old Yellow Top. This mysterious creature, while similar to what many today call Bigfoot or Sasquatch, had a distinguishing feature, a patch of yellowish hair and brownish fur. Now, even though most people would say that Bigfoot is just a myth or a bad time story, to the Ojibwe tribe and many others, Bigfoot is considered to be very real.
And they say don't be scared when you see one or anything like that. Well, I was scared.
Not only that, southern Ontario is considered to be a hotspot for Bigfoot sightings, and there are dozens of stories of people who have supposedly encountered this elusive creature. And it was on a beautiful sunny day that a hiker came face to face with this mysterious creature known as the Old Yellow Top. On December 2013, just a few days away from Christmas, a YouTuber known as Timber Giant Bigfoot was hiking in southern Ontario in search for this elusive creature. And after hours of walking deep into the woods, he began feeling as if he wasn't all alone. This is what happened.
I thought it was a wood knocker. It's more of that nut breaking sound I heard. It's back in this way somewhere. There's the shelter. I just came all through there, checked the stones. Stones are all still there. I don't know. You know, a lot of the time, when I hear things out here, as soon as I hear it, it's pretty much the end of it. It's already stopped. You know, something could be right in front of you back here. You wouldn't even know it.
After hearing mysterious knocking sounds, he spots what looks like some sort of shelter. Now, being that he's in the middle of the woods and that there's no one out there, he knows that this is possibly not made by a human being. So he decides to follow the knocking sounds in hopes of capturing something on camera. And this is what happens next.
Glasses on it. Girl, look at that. Holy. That's what's making the noise. Holy. Oh, crap, I lost it. Holy. I'm pretty sure that was the thing that was making the noise.
At this point, Timber Giant spots a huge creature in the distance. It does not look like a bear, nor anything like that. And whatever this thing is, it's clearly making the knocking sounds that he was talking about earlier.
What the hell am I looking at? Holy. Oh, look, my God. I'm guessing it's probably... Probably like, 150 feet away.
After remaining silent and watching the creature closely for a few minutes, he makes a knocking sound in the attempt to communicate with this thing. And this is what happens.
I'll see what happens. I don't know if I should do this or not. Not even. Holy, where is it? Where's it? Oh, look at this. Holy. I gotta take my shoes off.
Whatever this thing is, it stands up and quickly walks away. Timber Giant does what anyone would do, and he walks over to where this creature was. And he finds a couple of rocks and some fruit.
I look for some footprints. Look at this, though. Holy. The stone is even warm. Look, here's where it was smashing things with it. Look at this. The stone's right in the ground.
What he doesn't realize, however, is that this thing was watching him from afar. After posting the video to the internet, it caught a lot of attention. And most people seem to agree that this is possibly one of the best video evidence of the existence of Bigfoot. One internet user even stated, "When it threw its head back, I could see the eye and cheekbone perfectly. Great job." Now, I'm not exactly sure if I can see an eye or a cheekbone. What I do know, however, is that this is definitely not a bear, nor anything like that. But I want to know your take. What would you have done differently in this situation? And are you also able to see the creature's eyes and cheekbone in this video? The world that we live in is full of beautiful and mysterious places to visit. From the amazing mountains of Machu Picchu to the ancient city of Bagan, it would take years traveling across the world just to get to know most of these places. However, in today's world, there's something that we can do to help us travel way faster and pinpoint the exact place that we want to go to, and that would be Google Earth. For the past few months, several YouTubers have been using Google Earth to find interesting places to visit, and then actually venturing into these places and sometimes coming face to face with the most mysterious things. This is the case with Desert Drifter, a YouTuber who's been doing this for quite a while now and just recently came across something truly fascinating. While searching for new places to visit on Google Earth, he came across this mysterious symbol on the ground, something that actually looks like an X marks the spot. Now thinking that this can't be something natural and sensing that there might be more to this place than meets the eye, he chose this particular spot to start his trip and explore the surroundings. Little did he know that he was in for a surprise.
Alright, let's get rolling. There's no trail up this thing, it's just a pick-your-own-adventure kind of deal.
While climbing to the top, he does a quick Google search on the symbol and he finds one blog post about it with not much information on it and nothing else.
I have no idea if there's been any more light shed on this thing or if it's ever been investigated by archaeologists. This thing appears to be shrouded in mystery.
After getting to the top and exploring the surroundings, he quickly comes to the conclusion that this is most likely man-made. But the question is, who made it, how long ago, and what for?
Circle. It's another, like an inner circle, carrying a rocks in the middle there.
Desert Drifter takes his drone out and notices how it's made with extreme precision, as if it's some sort of compass. Not only that, he realizes how it looks like a medicine wheel, something that Native American tribes used to build sometimes to align with astronomical phenomena. Very similar to Stonehenge, but to this day, most of these wheels remain a mystery. Just so you have an idea, the oldest medicine wheel in Alberta, Canada, dates back to 5,200 years ago. So it might just be that he came across something very, very old.
Just had an interesting thought. I'm standing here just trying to follow that line out and see, is there anything on the horizon that's obvious? And I don't see anything, but I just remembered there are supposedly two petroglyph panels somewhere east of here. How curious would it be if those were in sort of perfect alignment with this structure?
By now, Desert Drifter starts realizing that this symbol might actually be pointing towards something, taking into consideration that the only horizon line that's visible is towards the west, and this is exactly where one of the spokes with the circular enclosure is pointed at. So taking notes of the GPS coordinates, he drives over to this place to find out, and this is what happens. After driving for half an hour, Desert Drifter stops at the first cliff he finds, where the symbol was pointed at, and for his surprise, he finds mysterious petroglyphs.
That's interesting.
Just to make sure that this is not some sort of coincidence, he continues on driving west to another cliff, and this is when things take a very strange turn.
Once again, you got the mountain pretty prominent, and I see that there are a lot of cliffs down here. So let's go check those cliffs out. I was about to give up.
It seems as if the more Desert Drifter followed the symbol's path, the more things he found, up until the moment that he came across something truly unbelievable. Check this out.
Well, shouldn't come as a surprise at this point. There's our mountain again. There's the first set. Sun angle is making some odd shadows, but it's what we got. Definitely looks like a bison to me.
After coming across a series of odd shapes and a cavern full of markings, he comes across what looks like some sort of giant hand carved perfectly into the rock.
Like, look at that. It's just like somebody gouged out a whole right hand. Huh. It's kind of weird. Kid you not, it's like, it's warm in there.
After doing some research, I found out that this is most likely in White Mountain, Wyoming. And Wyoming is a place full of ancient mysteries. Places like the Devil's Tower, the Medicine Wheels, the eerie legends of red-haired giants, and a number of unknown petroglyphs.
At the Legend Rock site, you see the little alien guy? Over here, you think it looks like a brontosaurus? These petroglyphs here, they're saying, are 6,000 to 8,000 BC.
These are just a few of the mysteries that surround the state of Wyoming. Now the thing is, to this day, it's a complete mystery to how this hand was carved into the stone wall. While some believe that these carvings were made by pregnant women giving birth, others state that this was most likely done using some sort of ancient technology that we have no knowledge of. Scattered throughout the world are numerous ancient sites that hint at the use of mysterious technologies, methods, and tools that remain largely unknown or misunderstood by modern researchers. These sites suggest that ancient civilizations might have possessed advanced knowledge or capabilities that we know very little or nothing about. Now, what's really bizarre about this specific carving is the size. It doesn't look like a regular sized human hand. It looks like a giant one. Not only that, this is a human carving on sandstone made nowadays. The precision from both carvings is quite different. The carving in White Mountain is perfect. Taking into consideration that it was made thousands of years ago, there's something indeed haunting about it. But I'm not exactly sure what. Could it be that this sign that Desert Drifter found on top of that mountain was pointed at something else other than the carvings and the petroglyphs? Something that maybe could help us uncover some of the ancient past. But when it comes to finding strange structures on Google Earth, there's one that's been baffling a lot of people for quite some time, and that would be the Sage Wall in Montana. For the past couple of years, several people have been traveling over to the Sage Wall to try to find out if this is possibly a megalithic structure built by an ancient and forgotten civilization, or possibly just a natural phenomena. Now, there's a really big chance that this is just some sort of natural formation. However, there are a few things about the Sage Wall that makes us wonder about what really happened in the past.
Can y'all see this? If this was man-made, if this wall and the other side over there, perhaps that side used to be stacked up better, and there was some kind of channel here.
Not only does the wall look like it was perfectly put together, there are several straight lines and perfect 90-degree angles all over the place. One of the things also noted by a YouTuber named MTN are these mysterious nubs, very similar to what you can find in certain megalithic structures built all over the world.
Here's another one of those bowl shapes. Again, I'm not an expert, but you can definitely imagine primitive people using this to mix, or even using this as the other side of the Lego piece for those nubs.
To make things even weirder, there's what appears to be tool marks scattered throughout the Sage Wall. These tool marks would maybe suggest that this is not a natural formation, but then the question would be, who did it, how long ago, and what for?
Giant nub right there. Right here. That's really odd. I've got kind of small hands. 7.5.
Now here's where things take a really strange turn. Around the Elkhorn Mountains, where the Sage Wall is located, you'll find several out-of-place artifacts, one of them being the Tizer Dolmen.
And so here's Tizer Creek down there, and this is the Tizer Dolmen. Check out that critter. Amazing, huh?
Now, a dolmen is a type of ancient stone tomb, usually consisting of large upright stones supporting a flat horizontal stone, forming a simple chamber. Dolmens found throughout the world usually date back to 3000 BC, which makes us wonder if the Sage Wall and the Tizer Dolmen may actually date back to something like 5,000 years ago. So taking all of this into consideration, could it be that this is all just a coincidence? Or is the Taizer Dolmen and the Sage Wall part of a lost and ancient civilization that we have absolutely no knowledge of? In many different cultures all over the world, you'll hear these bizarre stories of people who have encountered mysterious beings that can somehow transform into animals or sometimes into humanoid creatures. In North America, most of these beings are popularly known as skinwalkers or Wendigo.
There's more? I see you. Cameron Way. What the?
Oh my god. Dude, this thing is a weird creature. It's not human. Oh my god. Like a gargoyle. It's like a gargoyle, man.
In Mexico, this mysterious being is known as Nahual. And in Japan, you have the Obaki. Now, in most cases, you'll hear stories of people who supposedly encounter these things, and they talk about a human that they saw in the forest or in the woods, sometimes even inside their homes, and all of a sudden this thing transforms into an animal, or sometimes even a spirit or a shapeless form.
I'm going to tell you about some experiences that we had for EMS. We go out on our calls, we see some weird stuff. We got a call all the way out in an isolated part of the reservation. Traveled out that way in our mid-unit ambulance. We're sitting there in the middle of the night, probably about 3 o'clock in the morning. So all of a sudden, we just saw some, you know, like red balls bouncing all over in front of our med unit. And they kept going back and forth. I go, dude, I'm gonna turn on the lights. Because it looked like dogs chasing each other is what it looked like. Fair enough, one went by and I turned it on and the eyes disappeared.
Is it just a coincidence that so many people all over the world share similar stories, or is there something else to it? Just a couple of months ago, Fernando, a security guard who works the night shift somewhere in Chile, noticed that one of the fences had tripped the alarm system. When he went to check the CCTV cameras, he was left in complete shock.
Ahí está. Se acercando al cerco. Ahí está. Activó los sensores.
Clarito, sí.
Y ahora atravesó el muro. Ahí va, caminando allá. Salió el perímetro, cacha.
¿Cómo que cambia de forma? De
sí, cambia de forma.
Whatever this thing is, it can be clearly seen tripping the alarm system, and just after that, we can see it sort of jumping over the fence. This is when all of a sudden this thing seems to transform into what appears to be a humanoid figure. After being posted to the internet, many people suggested that this could be a water droplet on the camera lens or maybe just some sort of insect, but it's not. If it were to be something like that, it wouldn't have tripped the alarm system. So whatever's going on here, it could just be that Fernando captured a Nahual or some sort of entity on camera. But it doesn't stop there. In another video captured by a security guard in a small town named Piedras, we can see something very similar.
Mira esto como de luz pasando, pero no se graba muy bien. Y luego después sale como un señor, mira. Se para ahí, es como que se convierte en un señor, mira.
What at first looks like an orb of light can be seen in the video. Then moments after, it seems to transform into a person. Then, the strangest thing happens. It seems as if this person morphs and we can now see two different people in the same place. Now it could just be that this is a problem with the camera compression, but the security guard was pretty much creeped out by it, as if he had never seen anything like this. Not only that, most internet users seem to agree that even though this could be a glitch in the camera system, it's still very strange. Moments later, this person turns away and simply vanishes into thin air. There's no silhouette, no shadow, it's as if it never existed. But I want to know your take. Do you think that these videos are just a trick of light or something like that? Or is it possibly evidence of the existence of skinwalkers, Nagual, and mysterious beings that roam the earth?
Oh my god. Like a gargoyle. It's like a gargoyle, man. And it's like 35 feet away.
Well, this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out, and don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And I'll see you guys again.